Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shah Dalad, we're in Perek Lamed Aleph, chapter 31, towards the end of the chapter. We're speaking last time that Torah, learning Torah, especially one learns with the right intention, Torah Lishmo, brings one to a tremendous love of Hashem. And we said that, Oyev Zamokim, through learning Torah Lishmo, a person becomes an Oyev Zamokim, he loves Hashem, comes to love Hashem. And then that love will lead him to do tshuva with love. When one does tshuva with love, then that's the complete tshuva. It's a complete return. The concept of tshuva is not only for people who sin. It's for all of us. You know, even anyone, even a person who doesn't do sins, right? He's still always there, always high levels. There's always a concept of returning to Hashem. And the most powerful way to return to Hashem is with love. So along those lines, he goes on and says, as far as Bezoya Vayikro, Kadbanash Yisrachik Meraisa, the Zohar says, when a person distances himself from the Torah, Rachikim Mikud Shabrichu, he distances himself from Hashem. To be distant from the Torah is to be distant from Hashem. Uman the Kariv Leraisa, one who's close to the Torah, Kariv Lelikud Shabrichu, he's close to Hashem. Distant from Torah is distant from Hashem. Very simple equation. Close to the Torah is close to Hashem. Torah means learning Torah, knowing Torah, understanding Torah, connecting with Torah and engaging in Torah, being busy with Torah, and for the reason that the Torah was given. The Torah was given to benefit us, to grow us, to develop us. It wasn't given to us to use as a parnosa, as a way of getting a job. It wasn't given to us for a way of honor, that I should get one-upmanship, I should show off to my friends. But if we're doing Torah with the right motivation, then that's closeness to Hashem. Closeness to the Torah is closeness to Hashem. Over all sins will cover up the love of the Torah. Because even though someone has sinned very, very badly against you, he's done tremendous harm to you, but sometimes he has a certain mitzvah. This person who sinned against you has certain mitzvahs which creates a tremendous love. As the love is prepared to, you're prepared to overlook all of his wrongdoings because of this one particular mitzvah he's doing. And that's exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim teaches us here about the love of Torah. It covers a person who loves Torah. He's engaged in Torah because he loves it. He has an affection for Torah. He enjoys it. It's his pleasure. So that the person who has such an attitude, that covers up all his sins. Everything, all his sins are covered up. Moshe Kosutan B'Yahu, Zeh Apostle Chen Amr B'Psichsa Eicho, that the light of the Torah machziru lemutov, because a person who loves, why should that be? It's not that Hashem is biased. It's not that Hashem can't see the whole truth. But the idea is that the light, someone is attached to the Torah in a very strong way, so the light of the Torah brings him back, no matter how far he is, he's gone away. But the fact that he's learning Torah, he's engaged in Torah, he's loving Torah, he's enjoying learning it, so the light of the Torah will actually draw him back to Hashem. If this abomination meets you in the street, who's this abomination? This disgusting character. Who's this disgusting character? It's our Yetzer Hara. It's our Yetzer Hara. Wants to make a sin. He says, come with me. Let's do some Averas. We have some fun. It's delicious. So this abomination meets a person, tries to persuade him, tries to bend his ear to do evil things. So draw him to the Beis HaMikdash. Take your Yetzer Hara with you to the Beis HaMikdash. Say, now I've got something even nicer for you. I've got something even more fun. I've got something more engaging, something more exciting. And that's in the Beis HaMikdash. Draw your Yetzer Hara. Take your Yetzer Hara to the Beis HaMikdash. Im Eved Hu Nimoach, even if it's a rock. The verses speak about a person who's got a stone heart. A stone heart? Stone heart is no feelings. It's stone, rock, a rock heart. Nevertheless, it melts. Bring a stone heart to the Beis HaMikdash. Start teaching Torah, and even a heart of stone, of rock, can melt. He comes to wear you out. Yitzchak comes to wear you down, to wear you out, to make a shmata out of you. He wants to wear you down. Help him to rejoice. This is the concept of b'chol levavcha, we say, with both your inclinations, you know, your evil inclination should also it should be geshmak. You should come into the Beis HaMikdash and sit and learn. It should be such a pleasure that your Yetzer also enjoys it. He says, oh, it's nice to be here. It's better to be here than anywhere else. So that's possible if a person approaches the Torah learning in the right way, with the right type of enthusiasm. and with the right type of attitude, and with the right investing of focus and concentration, and working on the ideas, and thinking about the ideas, and discussing the ideas, has been very, very, very tasty, very gishmak. Midrash Tehillim, Mizmanam Dad, it says, Im Omad Alecha Yetzahora, if your Yetzahora is standing up against you, he's opposing you, Hachileu Lachmesh El Torah, give him bread, the bread of Torah, feed him bread of Torah. This is based on a verse that says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. So who's our enemy? Who is our enemy? Our real enemy is our own Yetzirah, who, you know, he tries to destroy us. If we follow our Yetzirah, that's the end of us. That'll be the end of our lives. So therefore, it says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. What sort of, who would feed his enemy bread? You'd be making him stronger. So the answer is, no, you're feeding him bread of Torah. You're going to win him over. You're going to turn him from an enemy into a friend. You're going to win him over to Limud HaTorah. When a person sees evil thoughts coming, he sees that he's being invaded with evil thoughts, bad thoughts, ugly thoughts, negative thoughts, turn your attention to Torah. And in that way, the evil thoughts will pass away, pass through. Your mind can only think of one thing at a time. So if you fill your mind with Torah thoughts, then the wrong thoughts and evil thoughts, well, there's no room for them. Now they're going to be just be pushed out. Amar Reb Lezer Kadhav Ahu Sitra Bisha Ati Lemiftele Lebanash. When the evil inclination, the evil side, the Yetzirah comes to seduce a person, Yehei Mashich Le Gabe Raisa, pull him towards the Torah. He's Parish Mine, and then he's going to leave. He doesn't like it. If he doesn't like it that you're learning Torah, then leave. So leave. You don't like it, here, so go. And that's what it says about a person who's engaged in Torah, that he is like a springing fountain from the ground, which just pushes on, it's strong. It keeps pushing forward water. You get sometimes a very powerful spring, it's like a gush, it's gushing water. Therefore, learning Torah also creates this spring. So we can also explain that the idea that the Torah is like a spring also relates to this idea of overcoming the negative forces. Just like you've got a spring which breaks through the earth and it's bubbling up waters. Even sometimes if there's a spring in the ground, sometimes it gets suddenly there's some sort of a landslide falls, and a lot of mud and a lot of schmutz, a lot of dirt falls on the spring, blocks up the opening of the spring. So you say, oh yeah, the spring's been killed. There's rocks and dirt and sand, and there's a whole mound of dirt on top of the spring. So that's the end of the spring. So that's what we think. It's not the end of the spring. Im kozehu novel will care. The spring eventually it's covered for a while, but suddenly the water suddenly starts seeping through, and suddenly starts breaking through. The spring breaks through. Misgabe v'hilich mat mat. Slowly gets more and more powerful. Ashe birchus amayim misgabe misgale legamen. Ashe b'roisa yomim. Over a number of days, the spring will get stronger and will push through. It'll push away all the mud. All the stones and rocks and pebbles and schmutz, these pashet kamaz, and we'll see the spring fountaining away as before. And kena oisig b'Torah, so too it is someone who's engaging in Torah, someone who's engaging in Torah lishma for the right reasons. Af im nizlach lech tchila ba'avrinis ratzoi matzumin, even though he became dirty through sins and mistakes, terrible sins. And he's sunken in the slime and in the mud. He's in the marshland, right? Maybe it's even there's quicksand there. Matsula Sara, bad waters. Imkol Ze, since he is a Torah scholar, since he's had experience in learning Torah, he's learnt a little bit of Torah. So therefore, he's going to take hold of Torah again. Torah is his lifeline. He's going to take a little bit of Torah. The Enoch and Libo Batuach, and with a heart that's confident and trusting in Hashem, he's got the Torah. He'll get back into Torah. He'll start learning a little bit. Maybe he'll read something. Shavada Ham Oshabon. And once he gets can reconnect to the Torah, the light of the Torah will bring him back to the good. So sometimes a person gets a bit lost, and he wanders away a little bit. He wanders away, and he's gone. Where's he gone? No one sees him. Few days go by, weeks go by. What happened to him? Suddenly he comes back, and you see it's terrible where he's been, and he's been in terrible places, but he has some sort of a hold to the Torah, and gradually as he comes back into the Torah environment, you see coming back to his old self, and he's a beautiful person. Goodness overcomes, is victorious, and it's continuously victorious. It cleanses the evil, it removes the evil, it takes away all the errors that he's made. Until the end, goodness will overcome evil completely. It'll permeate his whole person. It'll spread throughout his whole person. He will be sanctified from his contamination. He will be fully pure. Eventually, just by clinging to Torah long enough and steadily enough, the person will become purified completely. And it makes him fit, it says about the Torah, it makes him fit to be righteous and to be pious. Righteous means, tzaddik means someone who does tzaddik, he does the right thing. That's the word righteous. Righteous is from someone who's right, he always does the right thing. He does what's right. And chosid is even more than someone who's righteous. Chosid means someone who goes within the letter of the word. He does more. So to speak, the Gemara says he does chesed to Hashem. Ezu chosid, who's a chosid, he does chesed to Hashem. So he does for Hashem, he does more than he's required to do. He goes beyond the letter of the law. So then he becomes a tzaddik, he becomes a chosid. Loshen hechshev, agol, libun, so he's made fit. He becomes fitting, a fitting person. He's cleansed and he's whitewashed. He's cleaned out, mipigul, gil, ra, all the little blemishes, all the contaminations, all washed away from him. And he comes out pure and clean. Says the boss, says the word, are my words not like fire? Says Hashem. Sometimes if you have something, some ironware which has become treif. So the only way to kosher it, you can't put it in boiling water. It's not strong enough. The treif is too deeply embedded in the iron. You need a blowtorch. You need a blowtorch, and then you put on the blowtorch, and you blow the fire on this iron grid, whatever it is, until it's glowing. It starts glowing. And then it's made kosher. So the same thing with the words of Torah. It says about the words of Torah, it says, my words are like fire. Hashem says, my words are fire. My words are fire. So there's a cleansing effect, just like fire. Someone's gone through the fire, the smelting pot, right? They melt down gold in order to get rid of all the impurities. You've got gold, but it's mixed with impurities. They put it in a crucible and they melt it down. Molten gold, right? It's poured straight out. They just poured straight out into the blocks of gold. So therefore, that smelting pot is also, that's the words of Torah. That's the fire of the Torah which cleanses us. Which whitens a person and makes the person fitting. And so it says in the Tanchuma, Parshas V'yakel, Shatuim, it's a heres liban v'kliyuisun shel talmidei chachamim. The Torah purifies the heart and the innards of a talmid chacham. The person is purified. He starts thinking the right way instead of thinking the wrong way. Thinking the right way. Chapter 32, Perek Lamed Beis. V'akol mitam anal, and all of this, all of these wonderful segulas, these wonderful benefits from learning Torah, all comes from the reason that we mentioned before, Sheshor She'elion, because the upper root of the Torah, Sheshor She'elion, Shela Torah, Kedoy Shehi, Ma'al Kula, Ulomis Kulam, is the upper root, upper holy root of holiness, the source of all, is above all the worlds. It's from the highest of place, from Hashem Himself, who is the source of all purity, the source of all light. That's where Torah comes from, it's from the highest of places. Ha'ininu Kumoshe Kesavti Le'el, as we read before, Taimam Chazal Shekola Oine Omein. Right, when he spoke about the teaching, we spoke to him in chapter 1, in Shar Aleph, that anyone who answers Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba, B'kol Koichoi, is a famous Chazal. It says someone who answers Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mavorach, he says that may Hashem's great name be elevated and enlarged. And he says with such a power, he says it with a total concentration and with a total sincerity. Someone who says, right, we say Yehei Shmei Rabba, the idea is when we're saying it, we should want it. We should want that the great name of Hashem should be enlarged. We want to publicize Hashem. We want to publicize Hashem to the world. So if that is our true desire, that's our true desire. So what does it say? Meichlim no kol evinosav. He is wiped out. All his sins are wiped. He's forgiven all of his sins. Because he's striving for the right goal. You know, one of Hashem's deepest desires is to have his presence in this world. That's why he wants a temple. What does he want a temple for? So that his presence should be in our midst. and ultimately not just in a temple, not just in a prime piece of real estate in Yerushalayim, but in the hearts of every single Jew. That's really where the divine presence needs to be. And we have to bring Hashem to the world. We have to bring Him into the world. He's not in the world until we'll bring Him into the world. We have to bring the Shekhinah into the world. So we have to vote Him into power. We have to get Him into the world. Imagine a person is hired to be a campaign manager for a presidential candidate. So this guy is a very good in advertising. He's a very good promotions person. And he's a presidential candidate, right? A president. He wants to be president of the United States. He's a candidate for presidency. And he hires this advertising expert to promote him. So this guy, for the next 3-4 months, he doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep. He's running around like a machine. He's on the phone, and he's making rallies, and he's making billboards, and he's making presentations, and they're putting in advertising on all the television and all the screens and all the laptops. They're busy promoting this person. They're getting him to sleep. Speak over here and speak over there and speak over there. This person is living for this candidate. And he was told, this candidate, if you get me into office, you're going to get a tremendous bonus. You can imagine, he's being paid a very handsome salary to get this guy voted president. And if he actually succeeds, if he doesn't succeed, he still gets a fantastic salary. But even if he succeeds, imagine the bonus he's going to get. So in a sense, he's working to do this. He's working to get this guy promoted. So really, in a sense, that's our job also. We have to get Hashem promoted as well. We have to be working to get Hashem voted in for president. Hashem for president of the world, right? Sounds nice. Right? We're going to have Hashem voted in president of the world, that the world should recognize Hashem, that the whole world should bow down to Hashem. Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz, and then Hashem should be king over the whole world. We want Him to be a king of the world, not just president, a king of the whole world. We want the whole world to recognize Hashem, but we can promote Hashem. We promote Him with our Torah study, with our learning, by speaking to people about the importance of Yiddishkeit. So we have to think of ourselves as getting this job of promoting Hashem, bringing Hashem into the world. So one of the areas where we can do this, in a sense, when we say, Yei Shmei Rabbah, we can express our desire that Hashem's name should be enlarged and magnified through the world. And Chazal tells us, if you do that with all your strength, this means with true sincerity and true desire, all your sins are forgiven. Amazing thing, right? Here we are before, we're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Imagine coming in clean, coming into Yom Kippur clean. Right? It's a wonderful thing. And then you can be a springboard. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur can be a springboard to get us to higher levels. You might see new worlds, get to do new things, reach new levels. So this, we can have this with this one simple device, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, anyway you're in shul. And anyway you're saying Yehei Shmei Rabbah, you're saying it anyway. But instead of saying it like a tape recorder, vroom, right, you just say it like the tape recorder, just saying it by rote, just saying it out without any feeling. Let's do it with feeling, let's do it with a little bit of heart. Get all our sins forgiven, amazing thing, get all your sins forgiven. It's a good deal, it's a very good deal. Not very difficult. We don't have to go around barefoot. We don't have to roll in the snow. We don't have to torture ourselves. We don't have to cry, weep tears. But the idea is as follows: Kena inish al yedei esek ha'teira karoi. Also, the same thing. When a person is engaged in teira properly, you know, there's a proper sense of priorities, proper sense of values. Who me'oirei shosha elyon, he arouses this upper root, which is this desire to get to very, very close to Hashem. When we get to close to Hashem, we want Hashem in this world. We're in this world. We want Hashem in this world. To bring down an emanation and a pouring of this upper light, this heavenly light, this holy light throughout all the worlds, through all the heavenly worlds and into our world as well. This light should come into our world. It should light up our lives. With sparks of flames. Shall have us near awesome flames, awesome sparks, and I should start glittering and shining, awesome flames. The garish lechalus kola tuma, and these flames will expel all types of contamination, whereas all types of filth. Shigarma myself becholam oilomus, what a person can cause, a person who does sins, so he damages this world, he damages himself, he damages this world, and he damages upper worlds as well. But bringing down this holiness will cleanse everything. Cleanse the upper worlds and the lower worlds, cleanse this world, iskadesh na'ir oid b'kedusha elyona, to sanctify and to illuminate us with the upper holiness. that we should become united together. We feel a sense of unity between ourselves and our friends and neighbors and our family. And all the blemishes will be filled up. All the blemishes will be filled up. Imagine you've got an old iron kettle. It's full of knocks and dents. It really looks terrible. And you think you may have to throw in the garbage. So there's some, your friend says, no, there's a guy on the street. You know, he fixes these things. He knocks out all the dents and he polishes up the iron and he makes it as good as new. So that's we're also full of dents and sorts of blemishes. So just like you can make an old iron kettle like new, we can make ourselves new. Right? That's what the Torah will do. The Torah will straightens out all the dents. The kol hakilkulim nisaknim, anything that's spoiled will be repaired. The kol harisos nisbanim, and everything that's ruins are rebuilt. Person's got a mansion, but it's in ruins. So you bring in, so it'll be rebuilt. That's the concept. If you have a mansion in ruins, the Torah will rebuild that mansion. Basimcha v'chitvosi yaseirosa, and there'll be extra joy and celebration. If ora elyon, the great light, misrabe b'chol ha'olam, is great light increasing throughout the world. Also, it's a known thing that all things are only repaired. Even if you want to repair something, you have to repair it at its root. Just like when you go to a doctor, so he tries to treat the cause, the symptom, not the symptom, the reason, the cause of the sickness. So therefore, really, to make a proper repair, we have to get to the root of the problem. Anything we want to repair, you have to repair it at the root. If you repair it only superficially, but the root is still rotten, then it's going to come through again. Right? You paint a wall that's where there's mold in the wall. The mold will just come out again. It'll just make the you've got to get rid of the mold. You've got to clean it at the root. So in terms of cleaning ourselves from sins, we have to get to the root. Each soul of Israel, his upper root of each one of us is one of the letters of the Holy Torah. It says that each letter of the Holy Torah is a different neshama, and different neshamas are attached to different letters of the Torah. So you have to get to your letter in the Torah, which is the letters are the building blocks of the Torah. How does the Torah express to us? How do we get to know Torah? Through the letters. Through the letters of the Torah. It's conveyed to us through the letters. So then we've got to get connected to the letter. The letters is the root of our souls, but the letters are the building blocks of the Torah. That's, we have to get to the roots. Called pigma nefesh hachoites, and therefore all the blemishes of the soul that has sinned, nisaknim nimtokim, they will be repaired and they will be sweetened. They'll lose their bitter taste. B'shorsham b'teira kedusha, in terms of their root, by the Holy Torah, al yedei esek boker ui, through engaging in Torah as is fitting. Moshe Omar Kosid, like the pasuk says, Torah is Hashem Tmima, like it says in the Tehillim, Torah is Hashem Tmima, the Torah Hashem is perfect, it's perfection, it's whole, it's complete. Tmima means it's absolutely perfect, it's absolutely complete. Torah is Hashem Tmima, meshivas nefesh, it restores the soul. The person who's lost his soul, right? He's lost his soul, restores the soul, restores it, makes a complete restoration. Even if a person has been cut off from his root, maybe certain sins that cut us off, kores, certain sins that have kores carry the punishment of kores. Kores means to be cut off. We've been cut off from the root, right? Our supply line to the mothership has been severed, and now we're floating off into space. We've lost our connection. So that's kores. Kores is we've lost our connection with Hashem. However, Torah can reinstate. It can reconnect us. It can reconnect us to eternity. The saved ploim imkem mitzudas harai. A person has sinned. He might be in tremendous depths. He might have fallen into the tremendous depths of evil. Torah kedusha she'oseg by the Torah. If he will engage in the Holy Torah, he mekim mitziat, will stand him up, stand him on his feet, and mitziam yizkerim, and free him from his prison. And it brings him back to reconnect as he was at first. Over Yisrael, not only does he reconnects in a stronger way than he ever had before. Right? The Mokum Shabbat Tshuva Oimdim, when a person becomes about Tshuva and he regrets his sins of the past, he gets to a higher place than he was before he sinned. That's an amazing thing. So there's Shamu Pekama Tanya Rebbeno Oimah Kola Oisi Betoy Lishmo, and that's what Rebbeno taught. In Maseches Tainis, his Torah becomes for him a life potion, the elixir of life. It's the giver of life. The potion of life. Shenema Eitz Chaim. It's the tree of life. It's a tree of life. When a fruit is attached to a tree, it gets all its nourishment from the tree. Once you pluck a fruit from the tree, it gets no more nourishment. It's detached. But when it's attached to the tree, so we also have a tree. We also hanging on a tree. We also attach to the tree. That's the tree of life. The tree of all life. That's Eitz Chaim, which is the Torah. The Torah is called Eitz Chaim. He's the Torah. Someone who discovers Torah, someone who connects with Torah, he found Torah, so he's found life. Someone who finds it finds life. What does the Mechilta ask the question? What does it mean? The Pasuk says, I am your healer. I Hashem am your healer. So it says there, the Mechilta says like this, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell Israel, the Torah that I gave you, Refuah Hilachim, it's a healing for you. If you're not feeling well, if a person has gone astray, he's got lost, it's a healing for you. Chaim Hilachim, it's life. It's life. Bring you back to life, restore you to life. Shenema ki chaim aim, it's life for those who will find it. We can find Torah, we can be restored to life through the Torah. Lechem Tiknu Rishonim, that's why the early sages have said, Nusach HaVidui Al Piseida Chaf Beis Oisius. When we say Vidui on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Vidui. There's no Vidui, there's no confession on Rosh Hashanah. But on Yom Kippur, when we make a confession, so the whole confession is arranged in the order of the letters of Aleph Beis. Right? So the first day you have the confessions to do with Aleph, and you have the, you know, we confess things like Achila, Achila starts with an Aleph, things that we ate that we shouldn't have eaten. How did it arrange? The different confession we have arranged according to the order of the Aleph Beis. So why according to Aleph Beis? Why? What's this big deal about Aleph Beis? Right? In order to arouse the upper root of our soul. We said our souls are linked to the Lord, letters of the Torah. Each person is linked to the letter of the Torah. So we go through the order of the letters of the Torah. All of the letters. Each letter has a special place, special position, and in its position it does wonderful things. Each letter being a link to the source of all light, which is the Torah. Right, it's linked to the Torah, the Holy Torah, the Tara, or the Kacha, to purify the soul and to sanctify the soul. And as long as a person will be connected and he'll be clinging tightly to the Holy Torah, and he'll be engaged in loving the Torah. He'll be in love with the Torah. That he becomes totally crazy for the Torah. Afhita ir love, it'll make him shine. A person can connect in a very strong way to the Torah. He will start shining. Right, you see a person walking down the street, you say, that guy is shining. If the lights were out here, he would be a source of light for us. This guy, there's a glow coming from this guy. We don't even need any electrical lights in the room because the guy is glowing. So where does that glow come from? It comes from his connection to the Torah. Certain people glow. And that glowing comes from Torah study. Mishamatim, he called Rochov, it will protect him from all different matters, all different issues. You know, we have issues that come up in life. All sorts of problems come up, all sorts of things that you have to take care of. You have to go into the government offices, whatever the person sometimes has to go to the law courts, sometimes the person has to do whatever it is, whatever he has to take care of. The Torah is a special protection. It's like a golden card, a golden pass that he gets through these issues without in the most painless way. You shouldn't fall into the net of the Yetzer Hara. There's a pasuk in Tehillim chapter 119. It says that in my heart I stored away your sayings. I kept your sayings, Hashem, in my heart, in order that I will not sin to you. And as we hang on to Torah sayings, we have Torah teachings, things we know by heart, ideas we know, certain thoughts we've heard before, certain concepts we've heard, things to think about. And that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, I keep those sayings in my heart so that I shouldn't turn away from you, that I shouldn't err from you, I shouldn't sin. And Yetzer HaShelet Al HaTorah, and we know this, Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, the one thing it can't touch the Torah, it has no control over Torah, it loses all control when it comes to Torah. Or Misha Torah, believer, someone has Torah in his heart, and Yetzer HaShelet Boy. So the Yetzer has no control over him, it can't touch him at all. It doesn't touch him at all. He's free. He comes out clean. comes after him, nothing stuck, 16. Nothing, none of the shmutz of the eight are 16. And Tanav Eliyahu said Eliyahu Zuta, and they also says Ba'avos de Rebinosan, Amr Rashbi, and says Rabshim Maichai, call Anoisin Diva Torah, leave anyone who takes the words of Torah into his heart. Take words of Torah, remember certain ideas, think of certain ideas, have certain ideas to go over in your heart, hold them in your heart. Avirim Emen Asor Dvorim Koshim, he's cleansed of 10 bad problems. Right? Ten horrible issues. So just by holding Torah in your heart frees you from these 10 bad issues. What are the bad issues? Hirurei Aveira, thoughts of sin. Hirurei Cherev, thoughts of the sword. Thoughts of the sword, right? Some violent act of some violent criminal act. So the person thinks about that, he becomes miserable. Thoughts of such a thing happening to him. Hirurei Malchus, thoughts of the government, right? The government's going to catch him, they're going to throw him in jail, they're going to imprison him, they're going to put him in the army, whatever it is. Hirurei Shtus, thoughts of foolishness. That person sometimes sins through just few foolishness. He does a foolish thing, just stupidity. He can't even understand why he did it. And a person gets caught up sometimes in foolish thoughts, silly thoughts, and he does silly things. So these are one of the things that they save him from. Hirurei Yetzirah, the thoughts of the Yetzirah which tries to draw him to evil. Hirurei Znus, the thoughts of promiscuity, of immorality, right? Thoughts that we shouldn't be thinking about when it comes to Znus, promiscuity and adultery. Hirurei Ishara, the thoughts of an evil wife. An evil wife can be a source of sorrow. Hirurei Avodah Zarah, thoughts of idolatry. Hirurei Oil Bosav Dam, thoughts of being under the yoke of flesh and blood. To have a human taskmaster, to be a slave to my boss, or a slave to my customer, or a slave to my client, whatever it is, right? To be under the control of humans, that humans are our bosses, humans are telling us what to do instead of Hashem telling us what to do. We can become free of that with the Torah. And also Hirhurei Dvorim V'Teirim, and also the wasteful thoughts, nonsense thoughts. Just a person has the ability to think. Our mind is one of our greatest gifts, and we can use it to think Torah, and yet we think of nonsense. What are we engaged? What are we thinking about? Nonsense thoughts. So therefore we should be saved from all of these sins, these 10 types of wrongful thoughts, misuse of our mind for the wrong types of thoughts. We can be saved that if we will engage our thoughts in Torah. Moreover, the Torah malbashtei anovi yiras Hashem, the Torah will garb him, the Torah will dress him in humility. Humility is a trait, but can you wear a trait like you wear a garment? You have a beautiful jacket, beautiful suit, you put on a beautiful suit, you look like $1 million. So you put on beautiful traits, you put on the traits of humility, right? Garments are called midas. In Hebrew, midah is a garment, a midah also means an attribute, a trait. So the Torah will garb you with humility, which is a beautiful trait. Yiras Hashem, the awe of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, an appreciation of Hashem. Al pono v'chol midah nechena, should be shining from his face. And every other correct attribute. You see a person who behaves in a very, very beautiful way, very noble way. Some people are very, very, very genteel, very, very considerate, very, 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 very refined, edel. Yeah. The Ainu, so therefore Torah gives you that. Torah gives you that nobility. The Ainu Messiah, Peter Yisra, so such a person is not scared of the seductions of the Yetzirah. Minyone Anoisa Oila, Matanuga of the Yetzirah comes with all sorts of suggestions about the pleasures of the world, the delights of the world, the luxuries of the world. It doesn't faze him. It doesn't bother him these things. Yisra Misubi Yoda. Why? Because he has the Yetzirah. He's holding on to the Yetzirah. He's not under the control of the Yetzer. The Yetzer is in his control. He's in charge of the Yetzer. The Yetzer comes with his thing, like a little kid who comes with all sorts of nonsense, wants to tell his parent all sorts of nonsense. The parent just smiles, you know. The kid doesn't control him. He controls the kids. The same thing. A person has this nobility, so then the Yetzer is under his control. The Yetzer doesn't control him, but he controls the Yetzer. But Sosatan Chehu, and he has the advice, he has the counsel, the good thoughts to lead his Yetzer as he wants to. But Tamidei Bekeren Oira, he can put himself in a underneath the spotlight, the light of the shining light. Now called Droch of Naga Oira Torah, in all of his ways, wherever he goes, he's got the light of Torah lighting up his ways. Right? Having Torah in your hands like having a torch, a big torch. Wherever you go, you've got this big light that accompanies you, that gives you good thoughts and good advice, and lights up your way. Until the matters of this world come out in the best possible way. In this world itself, he comes out very well. As in this world, he's doing well. He's doing nicely in this world. the midah of Mishkal, in every area that he needs to be. Kamayim Chazal, like our sages taught, and like our sages teach, samtim. This is about Torah samtim. It's the perfect potion. Samtim. It's the perfect potion. Samtam nimshel Torah kasam achaim. It's a life potion. Right? Person takes a life potion, takes a teaspoon of life potion, makes him alive. Mashal Adam Sheikh. Right. We'll have to leave this for the next class.